You are listening to a guided contemplative walk from Arosha, adapted from Arosha, Netherlands. Arosha is a global family of conservation organizations working together to live out God's calling to care for creation and equip others to do likewise. We respond to the global crisis of biodiversity loss by carrying out community-based conservation projects through monitoring and research, nature conservation, environmental education and community outreach, providing a forum for understanding the relevance of the Christian faith to environmental issues. Visit arosha.org if you would like to know more. We hope this walk can offer you time in silence, peace and wonder, pause to come before God and be amazed at what God gives and has made. You're outside, maybe in a familiar, beloved place. Or you are in a new place that you are yet to discover. Either way, welcome to this contemplative walk. It will be easier on you if you are in a quiet place. Let's take a moment to look at the color of the sky. Put the podcast on pause and restart when you are ready. Close your eyes. Smell the scent around you and listen for any birds or wildlife around you. Pause the podcast again. Now we have settled into our particular environment and into this walk in silence. Continue to observe your surroundings. You can always hit pause for as long as you want. Depending on how long you make the silences, the walk takes about 20 to 45 minutes. In this walk, we'll use the Lectio Divina, which means divine reading. It's a traditional way that monks used to read the Bible, a mixture of observation and contemplation. You can also read other sacred texts, as well as creation. In this way, as Guido de Bray wrote in the 16th century. I will guide you through this exercise. First, I will mention the steps of Lectio Divina. Then I'll give a few examples. In short, the four steps come down to the following. Step one is Lectio. Lectio is reading. What does the text say? And in this particular text, what do I observe? Step two is meditation. The meditation aspect is our consideration of what the Spirit wants to say to me with the text. Step three is prayer. Oratio is a prayer in which I express my response or question to God. Step four is contemplation. The contemplation is resting in God's presence when everything has been said. Because it can be difficult to move from an experience to an abstraction, I will give you a few examples from a beautiful book by Maria Helene Del Valle called The Faces of God. She teaches you how to get to know God from all observations in your life. You can know God as breath. He is the mighty wind that gives the earth and sea their shape and makes the stars shine into all corners of the sky. He is the breath of all that lives, who makes your heart light, your soul beautiful again, and your spirit new. You can also know God as a stream. Like a stream that happily slides down from the mountaintop, like the blood that flows in our body. This is how the love of God comes to us. We are created to need, to receive, and to give love. With this little guide, we set out. Let us be silent and open our hearts. I will say a short prayer. Spirit of love, King of the world, Creator, we open our senses to listen to what you want to speak to us through your Spirit. Make us sensitive and open our hearts. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We start with step one, the lectio, the reading. What are you reading? Out here, that means, what do you observe? Images, environment, smells. Maybe you would like to touch something. Do you dare to taste something? Which experience stands out? Try to name them specifically. Pause the podcast and take some time to consider these questions. Step two is the meditation, the consideration. What made that experience stand out? Does it remind you of anything? A theme, perhaps, or a text, a song? Why does that association come to mind? Is there something going on in your life that this affects? What would the Spirit want to make clear to you with this? Take your time with these questions while you pause the podcast. Step three, the oratio, the prayer. Perhaps based on the previous considerations, a desire is formed. A response to God, a question. What do you want to express to God? Again, I invite you to still your heart to quiet. In that silence, try to put words to anything you want to express to God. Pause the podcast again until you are ready to carry on. Step four, the contemplation. Resting in God's presence. Because when words have been spoken, you can then rest with God, in the way that friends can be silent together when all is said. Perhaps another insight will come to you, a kind of conclusion. Maybe God is showing you His presence. Or you can just be calm and quiet and surrender to being here in nature. Pause the podcast and enjoy the peace. I will conclude the exercise with you later. Lord, thank you for the victory of the silence in which we were allowed to be. Thank you for the exuberance and the diversity of the world around us. Bless the silence and bless us as we walk here. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You walked with Kuki Rokum. We are committed to Arosha, this worldwide movement of Christians with green hearts.